Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rory McIlroy just made birdie on 18.
So he did indeed want to play.
You were wrong. He did.
Yeah.
He's ready to go. He might win it now. Hey. He's only 9 back.
Hey, the Oilers came back from 3-0. It can happen.
Sure can.
You got 2 rounds. You know, go shoot 65-65.
That's right. So he'll make the cut. U.S. Open, you now are down to 3 players under par. That's it.
Yeah. And 3 players that you don't care about.
Coming up next, we will talk about Antonio Brown. Things keep getting worse for him.
Yeah, good Lord.
But first, I want to tell you this Cubs story. This is great. We've got some audio for you, some accompanying audio, if you'd like. And, you know, look, this show has never been accused of being professional.
No, far from it.
Okay. But I think this is even dumb for us.
And that says something.
It really does.
I mean, for us to consider something immature and dumb, whew, wow.
Yeah. So this is the Cubs game. Mm-hmm. I was mentioning that the Cubs got ball sacked.
Yes.
Cubs fans got ball sacked. Well, they didn't really get ball sacked in the traditional sense. Mm-hmm. They got ball sacked by Justin Turner.
Yeah.
Now, Justin Turner is on the Cubs.
Yeah, if you didn't know.
He's an old guy.
Yeah. He shaved the beard a little bit. You know, he looks a little...
Yeah, he's that ginger guy, the redheaded guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, they gave him, for some reason, they gave him like fan of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And so they pan over to him, and he is down under the steps of the dugout heading into the tunnel to the clubhouse.
Yeah.
And they show him jumping up and down. And unfortunately, he has a fake set of plastic balls that he has tethered to his pants, on the outside of his pants, that are bouncing up and down and swaying as he is jumping up and down.
They're truck nuts.
Yeah, he's got some truck nuts. But they look kind of authentic. I mean,
for a split second, I was like, are those yours? No, okay, no.
He thinks it's really funny, and Suzuki is over there egging him on. Like, baseball players are the most childish of the athlete archetypes, are they not?
100%.
I think baseball players take the cake.
They set each other's shoes on fire. Come on.
Yeah, baseball
players...
They're
also pretty dumb. Like, the baseball players are kind of dumb. They are. They're morons. They're rubes is what they are. Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the story of former Mariners manager Rene Latchman back in, like, the 80s? He got Jell-O put into his hotel room toilets, and all of his furniture moved into his bathrooms?
No, but that... Look,
I think
why baseball players have the reputation that they do is there's just so much downtime. And when you put meathead athletes, because every athlete in some capacity has the ability to be a meathead, and you put enough of those guys on a team and you give them all the downtime, you're just bound to get dumb stuff that happens. If you've ever been to like one of those charity events, just go look at where the baseball players are, and I will show you the biggest degenerates in that group. And we both know a couple of these guys who remain nameless, but it's a thing, 100%.
Yeah, they're wild.
Yeah.
But like I said, this probably even more childish than you and I.
Yeah, now, are the Cubs having to apologize?
Well, okay, so I want to play the audio of what, so they, I have the call, or of...
Yeah, it's on TV. Yeah.
I have the audio of what they were saying as it was aired. And by the way, I want you to know that the Justin Turner fake balls, that wasn't live. And the reason you know it wasn't live is because they slow-mo'd it.
Oh.
So it was, so I don't know how somebody did not notice that when they filmed it and then played it back, but they aired it.
Oh, I assumed it was a live.
It was not live because it goes slow-mo.
Yeah.
They can't do that live.
No, so, that's true. I guess I just thought what I was watching was someone slowing it down, but no, that you're right.
Maybe the camera guy thought it was great, and he's like, watch this. Yeah. I'm underpaid. Watch this. I'm going to get this
on
the air.
Where did Justin Turner get fake balls?
I don't know. Wherever.
Do you buy?
Like, fakeballs.com?
I don't. Oh, we'll head there. I just don't know where there. You, like if I was looking for fake testicles.
Joke shop.
Where's a joke shop?
Spencer's Gifts, maybe?
Oh, there
yeah,
you go.
That kind of, yeah.
Can I go to Amazon and buy fake balls?
I guarantee you. You know what?
Head
for
over
you,
there.
On my way.
I'm going to do it right now.
It's going to help your algorithm.
Sorry, I'm dying here. Trying to see what I can find here.
Let me play the audio. Okay, yeah. So this is real time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there.
And we're not going to, you haven't edited this, right?
You said to let the full clip go.
This is the full clip. I want you to get an appreciation for how much the announcers laid out here. Okay?
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Are you paying attention, Ron?
I am.
This was the call when they showed Justin Turner jumping up and down with fake plastic balls.
On
the Fan.
Our Fan of the Game brought to you by Mike's Hard Lemonade for the love of lemonade, and it's you, Justin Turner. You are our Fan of the Game. Woo! The first.
Dude, that had to be 30 seconds.
That was 34 seconds.
34 seconds.
They just let that.
Dude, they just, and you know what was happening, I bet you? Mm. I bet you their mics were off and all hell was breaking loose on their headsets.
What are they doing?
People were yelling like, well, how does that get on there? What is going on? You know, and then they just didn't. I'm guessing that's what happened.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't talk because their headset was full of people yelling at each other. That's usually how those kinds of things work.
By the way, if you go to Amazon, for $38.98, you can get Bubba's Ball Bag, which indeed is fake silicone hanging testicles. And it says perfect prank or gag gift with or without hair. That's up to you.
The best responses on social media, one said, the broadcast has some real balls to show that. And then another one said, did we just win it all?
Ooh. Although I got to say, if you're Justin Turner, the problem that I have with his if you're going to do the bit, you got to commit to it. He needed to have put it through his zipper. He's hanging it from his belt. And if you really wanted to have a better ball bag sort of prank, that needed to be hanging through the pant, through the zipper hole of your baseball pants.
Yeah.
That's the appropriate way.
What a loser.
Yeah. I mean, come on. What are you doing? You're hanging your testicle, your fake testicles from your belt? Come on, Justin. You're better than that.
Well, quality and probably one of the longer layouts I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Right there. 34 seconds.
Well,
I don't, or they were just frozen. They didn't know what to say.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, maybe they're both looking at each other and neither one of them wanted to acknowledge right. it or, you know, like, oh my
like,
God.
What do we do?
Well, there's a recurring bit where Blue Chew. You know, the Chew It and Do It?
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the big Met sponsors. And so Gary Cohen, who's their play-by-play guy, has to read, sponsors throughout the course of the game. And whenever he has to read the Blue Chew ones, like the tagline is Chew It and Do It. And Keith Hernandez leans into it every time and makes Gary Cohen so uncomfortable. And he just does it every single time. And you know, Gary's like, what do you want? I have to read it. And Keith will not. It's magical. It's been going on all year. And it's like, it's my favorite part of the broadcast. Cause I don't get to in here when we watch them, we don't have the sound on. So when they play, when I'm at home, I love listening in between innings just to hear Keith Hernandez give Gary Cohen crap about having to do the chew it and do it. Like, it'll be like, what are you doing, Gary? He's like, I read the lines, Keith. And he's like, I was wondering what are you chewing and what are you doing? And he's just is not comfortable with it at all. It's great booth tension. And what would you do if you're that team and all of a sudden you look in the dugout and Brandon Nimmo's got balls bouncing around?
Well, there's probably some pretty funny one-liners you could.
Yeah.
But I just think they're all scared.
Yeah.
You know, and baseball is very.
Well, no one wants to be, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be putting these these headphones yeah. on anymore. You know,
exactly.
I hate how baseball.
Here comes most, Angry Schultz. Schultz.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
Most sports do this where they act like the product on the floor is being not only put out as a family-friendly product, but is being played and competed between by family-friendly people. Like, I would not call myself off the air family-friendly, right? And we do this, it's just a crazy effort to hide anything bad, and it's like, you know what? It happens.
Yeah.
Show it. This is life. Stop hiding it.
Well, Maud's listening. You can't, and you know, won't someone think of the children? I get that, but I also
you don't want Maud calling in on the Puget Sound Energy postgame show talking about fake balls.
But I also get what you're saying in a sense that it's like, just take the cob out of it. Like, can we all take the cobs out of our asses?
Yeah, but
I mean, that probably shouldn't air, but at the same time, if it does and you crack a joke about it, is it the worst thing in the world?
Maybe. It's not airing every night.
Maybe. We can't handle silicone nuts.
Or maybe it becomes a bit and it does air every night and the fan of the game is handed the fake nuts.
See, what if that were their home run celebration? I would love that. Like, smack a dong and then you shake the balls.
Well, we had the home run. We had the dong bong.
Oh, no.
The Orioles were doing the dong bong for a while.
No, that was the Dodgers. Weren't they hitting cups?
Oh, yeah. No, the Orioles had the home run
the funnel, beer bong.
But they were calling it the dong bong. Yeah. But yeah, the Dodgers were cup checking each other. Instead of the chest bump, they were crotch bumping.
That's awesome, which I respect.
Yeah, it's a power move.
All right, things just keep getting worse for this guy. Next on the
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Antonio Brown is back in the news.
Not for good things.
When is the last time he was in the news for anything good?
That's a valid point. Won a Super Bowl.
Ex-wide receiver.
That was probably the last time.
Right? Steelers.
I don't think he was the headline. I think his draft day, that was the last good headline for him.
Yeah, I mean, he's been in the news for all kinds of stuff. He assaulted like the mover guys or something?
And he was barricaded into his house for a while.
Yeah.
Refused to pay him.
Yeah. Walked off the field. Was that the Jets?
That was the Jets. Well, no, that was with the Buccaneers against the Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Middle finger.
Yeah, he's had an interesting run.
Well, wasn't there something about peeing? Didn't he pee or like whip out his?
Well, apparently it was the whole masseuse and washcloth thing. He got caught up into that, assaulted some people. This last one is a nightclub shooting.
They were at a fight.
They were
at a boxing event.
Yeah, they were at a boxing event.
There's video of it.
I thought it was like an after party.
No, it was at the arena of the boxing event. You can see the video.
Yeah.
He is now facing charges of attempted murder because he pulled out. He got into it with somebody, and they're kind of. It seems like it's like on the loading dock, you know, of the arena or wherever they were.
Yeah.
And he went and got his gun and fired a couple shots. Nobody died.
I guess I was saying, it wasn't his gun. He took a security guard's gun.
Oh, dear.
He took someone else's gun off of him and then ran after a guy and started shooting. And may have grazed the guy in the neck.
They had him at the time.
Yeah.
And police let him go, but he posted an explanation to social media. He said, I was jumped by multiple individuals who tried to steal my jewelry and cause physical harm to me. Contrary to some videos circulating, police temporarily detained me until they received my side of the story and then released me. I went home that night and was not arrested. I will be talking to my legal counsel and attorneys on pressing charges on the individuals that jumped me.
Well, it turns out they reviewed a bunch of footage, and I guess they have enough where they think, indeed, he took someone's gun and shot at this guy, and so now he's wanted. He's a wanted man.
They're
wanting him for attempted murder.
Which is crazy.
Although, is it?
Oh, no. I mean, it's predictable for him.
Yeah.
But, it's just wild.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I was thinking about sports murderers today.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a lot of them over the years.
Yeah.
OJ and Aaron Hernandez and Oscar Pistorius.
Ray Caruth.
Yeah, Ray Caruth. I think that's
Ray Lewis.
There are some that don't really get a ton of, for whatever reason, some of them just aren't remembered as much.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really know why. You know, Don King killed two people.
I remember that, but that was like before he was like Don King.
Yeah, it was like in the 50s.
Yeah,
and
that
60s.
Was early.
But
Don
still,
King.
He is a murderer.
Yes, yes.
Didn't Larry Miller say he was a killer? The former president's.
I think Larry Miller said he killed someone back in like the gang days, right?
It was something coming up as a young kid. Yeah, and it was either in a gang or something like from where he was from, and essentially. I can't remember if he was, like, let go or if there was some kind of deal the judge made.
No, I think he served time. He was a juvenile.
Yeah,
I think
he did time. It was, like, when he was a little kid.
Yeah.
And I think that was, like, Don King was really, really early on before he became.
But
like
nobody
a
ever talks about Don King killing people.
No.
Another one is Jovan Belcher. Remember him?
I remember him.
Yes. Nobody ever talks about this because he ended up committing suicide, but he killed his girlfriend who was pregnant.
Yeah.
Well, he committed suicide in front of Scott Pioli and...
Yeah, at the team facility.
Yeah, facility.
What was it? The head coach at the time. I can't remember. It was a Bill Belichick disciple. Romeo
Crennel.
Yeah, really, really bad.
Yep.
You know, it's another one. Jason Williams.
Oh, yeah. Jason Williams shot his...
The limo driver.
The limo driver and then covered it up.
The former basketball player.
And I don't think he did a ton of time.
Wait, white chocolate?
No. He was the black guy that played for the Nets.
Thank you. The one that got into the motorcycle crash.
Yeah, I guess the story behind that is that he was drunk and was dinking around with a shotgun and was like... It was a double barrel one that, like, you know, it's a breech loader. And so he was flipping it up and the limo driver was like, please stop. And Williams was like, what are you afraid? And he blew a hole in him, shot him in the chest and then like hid the gun. And it was a whole big cover up. I remember that.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But like Ray Lewis killed a guy and, you know.
Well, to this day, he denies it. He says it was his crew. He killed him.
They just say it was like self-defense, but he killed him. Ray Lewis stabbed him. I mean, there's not any sort of like debate of what happened. That guy's dead. Ray just ran away and remember hid the coat and all that. But, you know, and of course you have O.J. Simpson, never convicted. But
well, I mentioned O.J. I mean, O.J., Aaron Hernandez and Oscar Pistorius.
Yeah.
They are your top three.
Your gold standard.
Well, it's kind of a weird thing to say when it comes to murder, but they are the ones everybody talks about.
Well, Ruggs killed someone.
Yeah, remember? There have been a lot of people.
Ray Carruth, he's actually out of prison now.
Well, that was mentioned too. Javaris Crittenden.
Yeah.
He went to prison for murder.
I think Lawrence Phillips killed someone.
Yeah, that was...
He's dead now. I think he killed himself or died in a prison thing, but yeah, I think...
Leonard Little.
He had a DUI, killed someone. Yeah, a lot of that.
Somebody's saying the limo Jason Williams is not the same guy as the motorcycle accident.
Thank you.
So I don't remember the motorcycle accident.
Motorcycle accident.
I don't know. Schulte mentioned some.
Jay Williams, yeah. Yeah, Duke played.
Oh, yeah, that's not Jason Williams.
Oh, not that. Yeah, yeah. There are three Jason Williams.
That's not White Chocolate,
never did anything other than smoke some weed. Jason Williams, the tall power forward, he killed the guy. Jay Williams is the little analyst guard from Duke, and he didn't do anything other than ruin his career
because
he wrecked a sport bike and like effed up his leg or something and never could play again. So those are two very different things. Chris Benoit, the professional wrestler.
Who's that?
He's the professional wrestler that killed his son and his wife and then hung himself.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. That one is bad. If you ever want like a nasty details of something, his head was mush. He had the CTE. And he killed his little son and then his wife and then hung himself with like a lap pull machine in his basement. And it was weird because when they found out he was dead, like the WWE, I watched a thing on it, like one of like a little 30 for 30 or like Dark Side of the Ring sort of thing.
Oh, dear.
The WWE cut in and did like a big tribute to him. Like the night they found out he was dead because he was supposed to wrestle. And then details were coming out and they were like, stop the tribute. He was a murderer. It's quite awkward.
Yeah.
Man, to that point, like Justin Strelzik, CTE as well. Didn't he die crashing his car?
He killed himself.
Yeah, but that was...
Who's that?
He was a big Pittsburgh offensive lineman. And he was one of the first, like for a while there, we had the CTE thing was bad for a while. He took a Porsche and I think he drove it into like an oil tanker on purpose and went kablooey. And like Dave Duerson and Junior Seau, and we had a bunch of guys for a while there that were killing themselves. I think Carl Banks may have done that as well. Old Giants linebacker, if I'm not mistaken. This is no good. It's no good.
Well, Antonio Brown trying to join the club.
Yes.
But apparently he's a bad shot.
Well, that's good. You know, you can make a case that, you know, hey, I didn't hit anyone and you know,
thankfully.
One of the UFC greats, Cain Velasquez, he got attempted murder. His son, I believe, had been molested by a daycare worker. So Cain Velasquez took a gun and tried to hunt the guy down like on the freeway and started shooting at him and ended up shooting other people other than the guy. And they caught him and... he pled guilty and I think they gave him like 3 or 4 years in prison. But imagine like the former UFC heavyweight champ coming at you with a gun. Like, whoops.
Yeah. Lawrence Phillips killed his cellmate in prison.
Yeah. And then he's dead, right?
Yeah. They found him unresponsive in his cell.
Yeah. Lawrence Phillips was a bad guy.
Yeah, they're saying suspected suicide.
Yeah, he was a legitimately just...
Oh, he hanged himself.
Yeah, he was a legitimate, terrible human being. He tried to run over some kids that were playing like flag football. One of the things I think one of the... Maybe the reason he's in prison is, I don't know, someone was making fun of him or whatever, so he got in his car and he tried to run over a bunch of like teenagers playing pickup basketball or football.
Yeah, he was arrested for assault after driving a car into three teenagers following a dispute during a pickup football game in L.A.
Yeah.
Wasn't old, like, Ugeth Urbina, he was a convicted of, like, attempted murder. I don't think he actually killed the guy.
Oh, Ugeth Urbina, that's a good pull.
He set someone on fire at his pool, right?
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah, I think that's right.
I think he was down in the Dominican Republic, and he was trying to, like, shoot a guy, or there was some sort of dispute, and the guy, like, jumped in the pool and... Or maybe he jumped in the pool because he was trying to set someone on fire.
He accused or he assaulted five farm workers on his property, accusing them of stealing a gun. He then used a machete and tried to douse them with gasoline.
That's right. Yeah. I forgot about that.
God.
One.
Yeah, old
That's
Oogie.
A good one. He doesn't get ever talked about.
Kind of forgot about that guy.
Marvin Harrison. Somebody else brought up Marvin Harrison.
Yeah, he killed someone, but they couldn't really prove it. And that's when we found out that Marvin Harrison actually is kind of like.
He's a bad dude.
He's a bad dude.
Like, we didn't think so.
No, but he's like he's deep into like gang culture and stuff. And I don't think they ever pinned it on him, but I think it's more of those, like, we think he probably did some stuff. You never know, man, who's some, like, some of those guys behind the scenes are legitimate, like, what are they, like, everyone tries to pretend to be tough, but on every team, there's a guy or two that's actually from a neighborhood that's different.
Yeah, that's like a football thing. We were talking about baseball players and the archetype of baseball players just being kind of, they're kind of country boys, you know, kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Football is just
some scary,
violent, bad dudes.
There's violent guys. Yeah. 100%. And if you, the other one too is the fight world is full of just no one. How do I
go for it?
Well,
it's a Friday.
Yeah. No one from a good background. No one who grew up for the most part in like a two parent, like three meals a day and like had a lot going for him decided to go punch and kick people in the head for a living. That's usually not the path that goes down. So one of my instructors was a pro fighter for like 15, 20 years and ran a pro camp. You remember the War Machine guy that tried to kill the porn star?
No.
Yeah, there was a guy who actually changed his name to War Machine, legally changed his name to War Machine, and he tried to murder his porn star ex-girlfriend. And so he's doing life in prison. Look up his story. It's quite interesting, but one of my instructors, that was one of his guys, one of the guys that he used to train. And he has stories because they were all based out of like San Diego, like back in the 90s and in the early 2000s. And like all those guys that are trying to be boxers or like pro MMA fighters, they just come from really, really sketchy backgrounds. And you're a human cockfighter. It's not full of rocket scientists. And your job is to be as violent as humanly possible. And in a shocking development that spills over. into the real world.
Oh, yeah, it's football too.
Yeah, it's the same thing with football.
Hard to shut that
violence
off.
You are taught to be a violent, unhinged human being, and you're taught to believe that no one on earth could possibly do anything to you, and then you send those people out into the real world with money and entitlement, and then you add in some drugs, liquor, and women, and then we're shocked when something bad happens.
Meanwhile, you look over at a baseball clubhouse, and you got plastic balls.
Yeah. Plastic balls. It's a little kinder and gentler over there, right?
You guys remember Danny Serafini, old MLB reliever from the 90s?
He's probably
more of an obscure name, but he was on an episode of Bar Rescue, actually, trying to get his bar saved by John Taffer. Shocking. It did not, but a couple years ago, he actually was accused of murdering his in-laws. So add him to the list.
Okay. Oh, what about the wrestler here in town? Killed his wife.
Oh, Jimmy Snuka.
No. Just recently lived over in Northeast or maybe Southeast Portland out there. Not Jimmy Snuka. It was...
Was it Billy Jack Haynes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Billy Jack Haynes.
Yeah.
Killed his wife.
Yep. Oh, and the other one is a good one. Look up the story of Michael Irvin. Michael Irvin, over his ankles being taped, Michael Irvin wanted his ankles taped in front of someone who was already getting his ankles taped, an old lineman. The old lineman was like, well, no, I'm already getting my ankles taped. And Michael Irvin said, no, move. And his teammates were egging the old lineman on and be like, don't let him bully you. What's he going to do? So he told Michael Irvin, no, go away. Michael Irvin picked up a pair of scissors and stabbed him in the neck. And they said that, like, and Michael Irvin even talks about it. He says that that was like a half an inch away from cutting that guy's jugular. Jeez. And he would have bled out and died. Michael Irvin says it was the luckiest thing that ever happened is he didn't kill that guy. All over ankles being taped. That's the sort of unhinged stuff that happens in a locker room. And you just never know when you're going to set off the one guy that has it in him to take a pair of scissors and stab you in the neck. But every team has them, every single one.
All right, there is a segment on athlete murderers. Pretty uplifting.
Yeah.
True story.
Feel Good Friday, right? Coming up next, while you were sleeping in the news, here's Schulte.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It is June 13, 2025. Time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. Still humble.
And as beautiful as ever.
Thank you.
I don't like their... I'm trying to watch the Beaver game, and they keep giving me the split screen with the NBA countdown. I don't give two S's about Stephen A. effing Smith and the NBA countdown. It's the worst thing. Just give me the Beaver
right
game.
There. Go down to... Right there.
I know. Every time I click on it, they keep giving me this... Yeah, okay,
there
finally.
Go. There you go.
They kept giving me the split screen.
There you go. You're like an old man working YouTube TV. You're like,
what is this? Why do I have two screens? glasses. All I could see is Stephen A.'s forehead coming at me.
It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is Blame Someone Else Day. It's America's pastime, isn't it?
It really is.
We love to blame other
people. No one takes accountability for
anything.
Jackass.
It is also National Kitchen Klutzes of America Day.
What is a... Does that just mean you can't cook, or...?
That would be me. Yeah, I don't know my way around a kitchen. Never have.
Well, I mean, I don't mind being in the kitchen. I don't cook anything good, but
I don't think you're a kitchen klutz. It's more like...
Yeah.
Like me.
Yeah.
Do you know where to put stuff away?
Yeah, because I'm trained.
That is good.
Yeah, because I have to empty... You know, I mean, you gotta... Look, if you can't cook... You got to be able to do other things like empty the dishwasher and clean and, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just do nothing in there.
No.
You won't stay married. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know where everything goes.
I once, because I had to cook for my kids all growing up, and it was described to me once by my daughter as, Dad, you tried real hard. And, you know.
Compliment.
I appreciated that. Thanks, honey.
A lot of mac and cheese with hot dogs cut up in them?
No. I was like a crock pot guy.
Ooh, see, that's not bad.
I had a lot of crock pot. There's a lot of meats. You know, you didn't get a lot of variety. You know, I made a good meat muffin. You got stuff like that.
It's stew again.
Yeah, you got a lot of stew, a lot of shredded things with some rice, you know, things of that nature. A lot of steak with the same. Dad, we're having steak and vegetables again? Yeah, but it's a different vegetable. And... That's a soy glaze on that this time. Don't worry about it. It's slightly different than the steak we had yesterday. Just eat it. Be happy.
Let's see what do we have here for you. While you were sleeping, Portland police squared off with more protesters at ICE, the ICE building over by our old studs.
Yeah. I remember like back in the day, we had a couple times we couldn't get to work because of the ICE protests.
They were out there yelling.
Yeah. We used to be neighbors. You could have...
Screaming.
We were like maybe 50 yards away from the ICE building.
I lived down the street when that major protest was going on, and yeah, you drove by, you could smell the pee. I'll never forget like an entire area smelling like.
Are you talking about downtown?
Yeah, no, the ICE building near our old.
They were throwing pee.
Because there were so many people. Remember, they were camped out there at that time.
Yeah, they pitched tents.
Yeah, they pitched tents.
Yeah, and I think Danielle Outlaw, the chief at the time of Portland Police, said, "No, it is a literal biohazard. We have to stop this."
What is your favorite memory of the Danielle Outlaw tenure?
There's just, you know what? I'm a fan of the whole thing, really. I can't pick one.
Top five Danielle Outlaw moments?
I don't want to pick just one. I celebrate the entire catalog of her works.
When she gave the city the middle finger to go to Philly, said, oh, I'm going to go work for a department that will let me govern. That was my favorite moment.
Schulte. I love it.
He's up on all his current events here. Although I don't know how current that was.
That was pretty cool.
Well, demonstrations Thursday night were actually largely peaceful.
Hey, look at us.
They were playing music, a lot of bongos, a lot of chanting.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's
what happened.
It is 1968.
That's better than like throwing fire bombs and like fireworks and stuff, right?
I think that's right.
I like the where you get like these like sheriffs now that are like in the deep red states that are like, you throw a brick at us. You will be graveyard dead.
Something tells me that's true down there.
I love that's the talk.
What?
We're just looking for a reason to run your ass over.
What?
Way to de-escalate everything. I will kill you dead.
What?
And we'll love it.
Here now.
Yeah, now.
You could 100% be a southern sheriff right now. Talking about the protest that will never happen in your deep red little city. Stop it.
10 people were arrested for charges including arson, interfering with peace officer, and resisting arrest. Also disorderly conduct.
The old disorderly conduct.
Who is this man, you ask?
No one knows.
No one knows, but there is there are photos of him. Police are asking for the public's help in finding a man who allegedly opened fire on people who were homeless in North Portland.
Yikes. They're shooting at the homeless now?
Yeah, they said in a statement that this man... Saturday night... Oh, Saturday day, 1:30 in the afternoon, Saturday, May 31st, on North Victory Boulevard in the 3500 block, he was shooting at homeless people. He was also shooting this past Saturday and Sunday... In the 1300 and 1600 blocks of Schmier Road.
So we know it's the same dude?
Nobody was injured. Yes, they have him on camera. You know, like stills from surveillance cams and stuff. They said he's riding a black electric bike, and he appeared to be in his 50s.
And apparently he's a terrible shot.
Yeah.
That's good, right?
White male. He's got, I mean, I don't know. He's just, he looks like a guy? Old white guy.
All right, well. Apparently he's angry at the homeless, but he also enjoys electric scooters. So,
go look at those pictures, and if you know that guy,
hey,
turn him in.
And if you're listening out there, guy, stop shooting at the homeless.
That guy.
Or, how about this? Just don't shoot at people in general.
You're not solving any problems.
No.
Idiot.
No. I will kill you graveyard dead.
What?
I can't get over that that was a line that was uttered today by a sheriff. And as if regular dead. I won't just shoot you regular dead. You will be graveyard dead.
These people are crazy.
I want it clarified what kind of dead you will be.
Big news out of Newburgh.
Oh, what's going down?
Newburgh.
Newburgh, home of the great Joe Fisher and Danny Moran.
I'd like to give you Newburgh news that's positive, but I never really can.
No, it's usually something negative about meth or some teacher.
Some racist.
Yeah, something's happening.
I mean, seriously, Newburgh is like, they got issues, man.
It's bum F Oregon, as close to Portland as you can get.
But it's also like, it's also a nice little town.
Wine country.
And, yes.
Yeah. Well, that's more like Dundee, Aurora. Like. It's kind of behind Newburgh.
No, look, downtown Newburgh's cute. Right here. Got a little Italian restaurant down there we like to eat at.
Yeah.
Painted like ladies down there.
Yeah. I bought my
wine country.
Yeah, I bought a big old liquor barrel that I turned into my wine cabinet from out in Newburgh. One of my favorite things I have.
Well, people are scared in Newburgh now.
Yeah, the arrests.
Because, yes, they have federal immigration officials have come through and arrested a guy by the name of Moises Sotelo. He's the owner of Nova Start Vineyard Service, a company that provides pruning, pest control, and harvesting services to vineyards all throughout the Willamette Valley. Apparently, he is well-known in the wine community and well-loved and well-liked. He was arrested on his way to work early this morning. So now everybody's pissed off and scared that they're all going to get arrested down there.
I'm guessing that there is a lot of nervousness going around a lot of different places in our country.
So since his arrest, rumors about immigration officials have spread on social media in Newburgh. In addition to running a business in the wine industry, he's also the chaplain at a local church.
That's no good. My heart goes out. What are they? T's and P's, right?
He does not have a criminal background.
No, he doesn't even have parking tickets. Don't get me started. I'm just going to have to stay quiet on this. I do not want to go on a Schultz-like rant.
And he's been in the U.S. since 1994.
Yeah. I'm just going to shut up.
Sorry, I don't have anything to add either.
I do, but I should.
Well, I do, but I'm not going to get in on it with you. No.
One of those I should probably just stay quiet.
There are certain topics where when they come up on the radio, I just shut up.
Probably for the best. Can we go back to the Cubs and fake testicles or something?
Yeah, let's something less stupid and less just political.
Ruining lives for no reason whatsoever. Ever.
What do you mean?
Couldn't tell you. No idea. I'm just tired of winning. That's all I know. Just tired of winning.
Well, I laid out long enough. I was trying to get you guys say something. And
nope.
Just didn't happen.
Nope. I felt the bait, and I did not want to grab it.
That was my bait.
I can feel the anger in the chest. I can feel it welling up. I'm like, nope.
That was like a first date where there's a silence, and you're like, all right, is somebody going to talk through it?
Well, I was waiting for Big Soup.
No.
But
no.
Apparently, he's learned his lesson.
Learned the lesson.
Oh, God!
Every now and then, catch me once. Shame on you. Catch me 72 times. Yeah, that may be.
Never get fooled again.
It's called sports.
I won't get fooled again.
Ooh, that was bad. Wow. All right. Up next. Boy, I'd say this. Well, I've got two things for you. You can choose your own adventure. I have many questions about this Salem man's bit, but we also have Brenda Tracy news. She's back.
Really?
Yes.
I thought she retired.
From what?
From being Brenda Tracy. I thought she like went away.
I don't know what that means, but no, she's well, I guess she technically did if I'm saying she's back.
Yeah.
She's back.
Okay.
In the news. She's back in the news.
Right. I thought her business kind of had quietly gone away.
Are you talking about like speaking engagements and things?
Yeah.
She's the rape victim or the rape survivor from the Oregon State thing that sued Mel Tucker.
And his reputation had kind of turned to mush and people weren't really wanting her on campus anymore. That's why I kind of thought she had.
Some of the text messages from Tucker to her. Yeah. Came.
It seems
she's
a little.
That woman. She's from here.
She's from here.
Yeah. So she's back.
Okay.
I think you want that news. I'm going to give you that news coming up next.
All right.
As in the news continues here on 1080 The Fan. Friday the 13th, 2025.
Oh no, they were hurting you so bad. Oh no.
Spooky.
So spooky. Brenda Tracy is back and she has filed another lawsuit.
Yes.
She is now suing Michigan State and their board of trustees for the fallout from the Mel Tucker situation.
Mm-hmm.
On there the fan. Tracy is a rape survivor and activist. She has filed a federal lawsuit against trustees Rema Vassar and Dennis Denno, along with the board itself, while saying that they were responsible for leaking her identity and forcing her to go public with allegations against former Michigan State football coach Mel Tucker. Tracy said their actions led to a series of injuries and damages, including emotional and mental distress and loss of earnings.
Yeah, this is where, like, I don't think, because she used to get paid a bunch of money to go around and do, like, set the expectation. I don't think people want her on campus anymore. I think a lot of teams.
What was the deal with Mel Tucker? Were they doing it?
Allegedly. Yeah.
Look,
I think she says that they were not.
They were not. According to her.
Oh yeah, allegedly.
And they were on the phone, and yes. Mel pulled his PUD.
She's claiming that they had a business working relationship, and that one night Mel Tucker masturbated on the phone.
Yeah.
And
she didn't know that or didn't like that.
And if you believe that.
Well, I can believe whatever I want.
Bitch. There's just, if you talk to people in the coaching circles, she does not have the best reputation anymore. And I think a lot of people have just, I think one of the reasons why this lawsuit is taking place is her business is kind of kaput or has been severely damaged by this for the Mel Tucker and maybe some other coaches that have known Brenda Tracy.
Well, she is saying.
Allegedly.
That she is subject to ongoing threats and harassment to herself and her family, and defendants have done nothing to address harassment. The lawsuit features 7 counts, including gross negligence and breach of contract. She seeks punitive and compensatory damages exceeding $75,000.
Yes. Again, it's such a weird spot because what happened to Brenda Tracy was terrible at Oregon State. And she was very brave and came forward and did a lot of good in this world. And the whole set the expectation thing and trying to get people to talk about it, I think that's an awesome thing. I a lot of people that I know and that I've talked to, her conduct while on the campus and with some coaches and stuff involving Mel Tucker and all of that, that is not in line with the mission there and got really ugly and really messy. And a lot of people think that Brenda Tracy has brought this upon herself, this part of it. But it's hard because if you speak out against her or bring any of this up, people do that. Well, she's a rape survivor and how dare you? So it's a very, it's a tricky,
it does seem messy.
It's very messy. But if you believe that this was as simple as Mel Tucker sexually harassed Brenda Tracy, that,
are you kidding me?
I don't believe that for one single
second.
And
then second. Mel, what's the deal with Mel?
He got fired.
Oh, yeah. I know, but he's suing.
He's suing because they fired Mel Tucker because they gave him a $70+ million contract and he wasn't very good. Had Mel Tucker been winning games, Michigan State wouldn't have fired him. This was a case, in my opinion. He's suing Michigan State for wrongful termination.
Oh, okay.
Because he wants his money. According to Mel Tucker, he had an ongoing sexual relationship, at least on the phone, with Brenda Tracy. And remember, she did the, oh, all my text messages got erased. I don't know what happened to them. And Mel Tucker, I don't know what happened to my message. And they were texting each other at like 11 and 12 o'clock at night. And these things went on. And there were all these phone calls in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. And he was married. And mm-hmm. we're expected to believe that they were just talking about setting the expect. Come on.
Like, well, and I think Mel Tucker also, in his response, accused her of not only whatever she's being alleged with him, but being in that same kind of relationship with a basketball coach at another university.
Yes,
as well.
That's why I said there's enough. If you talk to people in the coaching circles, there are people that say that as she went around these campuses to speak to people, that often, not often, there were times when coaches would have entanglements with her. And I think it got to a point where, like, where their business wise, where I said, I don't think she does a lot of this anymore. I know for a fact that several universities just were like, we're not doing this. Like, no, we're not touching this.
Entanglements is a great word.
Entanglements is a great word. Because it's all he said, she said, and devil's in the details.
No, I just mean it's a great word. Just,
yeah.
Like, I'm not even...
Yeah, just...
That's a good word. I'm going to use that word more. By the way, it is super messy in a sense, too, that Mel Tucker, his wife, just filed for divorce last year.
Yep.
And she is claiming that he was misappropriating funds from their accounts to pay for all of his legal fees for all this bull crap.
Yeah.
Dude, it's wild out there.
It's a bad story. It's a really, really bad
story.
This
could be a 30 for 30 at some point down the road, don't you guys think?
Yes.
Hey, if you're rich, don't cheat on your cigo. How about that?
All right. Words to the wise from Schulte over there.
Just looks like he put himself in this position. Nice job, Mel.
Does go to... If you believe her, then Mel Tucker is a absolute slimeball. If you believe something along the middle or the other side, Mel, if you hire someone to come to your campus to teach your team about sexual misconduct and appropriateness and all of that, maybe don't have sex with the girl or phone sex with the girl that's on campus teaching you that. That's probably not in the best practices.
Ah, there we go. We got there. That's in the news right there for June 13, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. All right, we've got Joey Harrington next hour. How to not ingratiate yourself. This would be the Bengals edition, and we'll get you caught up on the Beavs coming up next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.